And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, a Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking track and field. We're talking with boys senior track and field athlete Daylen Blazer. So kind of in between where you're flipping from the indoor season to the outdoor season, just kind of walk us through, you know, what you've made so far, the start of the track season for your senior year.
Yeah, man. So we've been doing some workouts. Me and my buddy Xander Houston and John Baldwin, we've been grinding, I guess, since November, doing some hard workouts. Then we just got back from indoor state. We made it for the 4x2. I made it for the 260 and then placed third for long jump as well.
Yeah, so speaking about, you know, the Illinois Top Times Indoor Championship there, I know it's kind of a nice, like, measuring stick early in the season to kind of see where you're at up against, you know, some statewide competition. So just, you know, your performance there, you mentioned finishing third in the long jump. I mean, what'd you take away from, you know, the performance and the events you were in as you now flip the page to looking at the outdoor season now?
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's exciting to kind of see kind of creeping towards that school record. A lot of the guys that I jump against and run against, you know, I've ran against past 2 years at state outdoor, so it's kind of nice to see where they're at as well and see kind of how I size up against them for, you know, when we get to the outdoor state as well.
I think it's a pretty nice, you know, kind of roster makeup, I guess you could say, lineup makeup of the personnel you have on the boys track team at Mercer County this year. I know it was a pretty successful year last year team-wide for you and your teammates too. So just kind of looking at that aspect of it, I know track's kind of unique in that, you know, you compete both individually and also as a team. So when you look at kind of the lineup up and down, I mean, what do you kind of make of the roster you've got out there this year on the track and field team?
It's nice. It's really reassuring. We got a couple of great guys that decided to come out this year. So our relay is has a lot more depth this year, considering last year we only had four guys set. So I mean, we didn't have much depth, just in the rare case scenario that someone were to get hurt. So now it's kind of nice to have that reassurance that if somebody does get hurt, then we'd have that kind of backup spot.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you too about kind of the preparation for you, you know, each time you compete, because you're in, you know, multiple different events, right? You're in on the field side of things in the long jump, and then, you know, you run individually in some of the sprint events, and then you're on, you know, relay teams too, where that's a lot. And I know it's kind of a different headspace you got to be in because the events are, you know, differently set up or whatever. So speaking about that, I mean, going into each meet or competition or whatever, I mean, just the preparation both mentally and physically to be able to kind of handle all of that, you know, competition at once, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's long warm-ups. It's a lot of, you know, getting ready, getting active for that, and got to make sure you're really, really warm, especially for long jump. Just blast some music, get that long warm-up in, and then you're all set.
So looking ahead to the outdoor season now, I think you said that last night you wrapped up the indoor portion of the schedule here in 2025. I mean, any specific, you know, event you're maybe looking forward to, or just what kind of your expectations are for, you know, the outdoor portion of the season as you try to, you know, return down to the state meet?
Yeah, so I mean, like I mentioned, John and Xander, you know, we're looking to go for it all this year. We'd like to get our names up on that board, get some records down. We want to get that 4x1 and 4x2. My boy John or Xander, I mean, either of them could get that 400 record. I'd love to get the 2, maybe the 1, and long jump as well, starting to creep towards those.
And just talking about kind of, you know, looking ahead too, I mean, with the track and field schedule, I feel like, you know, obviously when you look at the spring sport, it starts a little earlier than the other. So it feels like once you get to the outdoor season, it really kind of goes fast when you get to the postseason. So just that part of the season for you, with it being your senior year, obviously kind of the last time you'll go through the high school track and field schedule. Just, I mean, what does that feel like? Have you thought about that much, you know, with the senior year heading into the outdoor season now?
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it constantly. It's crazy to think that it's starting to wind down now, especially, you know, I feel like I said it during football too, it just feels like it just started yesterday. So it's kind of crazy. We're going to be having two meets a week and it's going to go by quick.
And as we wrap up with you too, we talked a little bit before we started recording off the air, you know, you've been a qualifier, you know, down to the state meet in Charleston twice, sophomore year and then junior year too, obviously hoping to do that again, you know, this year, and hopefully, like you said, maybe get on the medal stage too. But those experiences you took away the past 2 years, getting to compete on that stage, trying to do it again, you know, this year, what were you able to take away from that and maybe try to apply this year to try to get back down there?
You know, just kind of seeing where, just kind of sizing myself up against everybody else. You know, I take a lot of notes of kind of the guys I jump against and the guys I run against, just kind of seeing their different styles and stuff. So, you know, that definitely motivates me to change my style of running and jumping as well to get myself back down there to perform the best I can.
All right, Mercer County senior track and field athlete Daylen Blazer joining us this week on the High School Sports Spotlight. Daylen, appreciate the time today, man, and good luck this year.
Thanks for having me out.